Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Julie, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Before we get to this General Milley piece, which is great, give us your sense of the Hunter Biden trial. What are the initial thoughts that intrigue you?
For having me on, Dom. I mean, I think that we all know that this is the least of which crimes Hunter Biden and the Biden family should have been charged with and prosecuted for. He successfully escaped his entire family serious criminal activity that put the country at risk, as he was whooping up millions of dollars using his father's last name and with his father's consent and knowledge, countries like Ukraine, China, Mexico, Russia, et cetera. So, I mean, I guess it's fine, but you know what, Dom, this is going to give the defenders of the DOJ and Merrick Garland fodder to say, see, it doesn't matter if your last name is Biden or Trump. The American justice system works. No one is above the law. And, you know, even if you're the president's son, you could still be convicted. So I think it's a way that they are going to use to diminish legitimate accusations about a politicized, weaponized DOJ against Trump and his supporters.
Yeah, I would agree. That's what they're going to try to do. And we know the home court advantage. That's why we have people like you out there in talk radio, though, that hopefully can push back and differentiate the made-up stuff that Trump was tried with versus the legitimate, straightforward stuff that Hunter Biden was charged with. It also, though, gets into a great issue. President Biden's going to speak about guns after the verdict. That's right. That's the side that wants all these. If this is a case of overregulation, so what? He falsified the paper. Well, then they're the ones that want to put 20,000 more new laws out there.
And it's important to remember, too, this case was never supposed to go to trial. This was a sweetheart plea agreement between the DOJ and Hunter Biden's legal team that was blown up by a judge in Delaware.
Yes.
Otherwise, this never would have gone to trial, and we never would have seen all of this information. And, Dom, I think most people would agree the most outrageous aspect is the same FBI that refused to investigate the contents of the laptop, that had the laptop as of December of 2019, concealed its contents. Christopher Wray going along, suggesting in 2020 that the Russians were trying to interfere in the 2020 election, playing along with the 51 intelligence officials and others, including Joe Biden, saying the laptop was the product of a Russian disinformation campaign. The same FBI taking the stand to finally say that it is not Russian disinformation, that the contents were legitimate and authentic, and how much what they did in 2020, censoring the laptop as people were voting, really was just such another egregious example of the FBI and the media interfering in a fair presidential election, which, of course, 2020 was not.
I meant to give at the top here, Joey Kelly, joeykelly.substack.com or Declassified Live or at Joey_Kelly2, the number two, on Twitter or on X, all over the place. So this new report, and I'm not sure, is Haley McLean a colleague or another researcher at your Substack,
yes.
Joy? Okay.
She's a researcher. Yeah, she's my researcher.
Researcher. Yeah. Well, this is really thorough stuff. And the biggest breakdown with General Milley, other than the number of people he was consorting with here, is just the craziness. And we've had on people when the guy who headed up the National Guard, the colonel, said his theory was that Milley wasn't going to let the National Guard do anything. The researcher writes this for you, too, because of a potential Reichstag moment. And the colonel testified, yeah, a bunch of black men from D.C. are going to overthrow the government for President Trump. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I really urge people, and in my piece, I know that we included those clips, and that's Earl Matthews.
Yes.
You're referring to the general counsel for the D.C. National Guard. And he and other top officials testified before the House Administration Committee a few months ago. And it was kind of overlooked, their testimony, but it was mind-blowing stuff and basically accused Milley of being in cahoots or giving direction to Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy, who apparently some say is a Milley loyalist, or Milley was a mentor of his. They changed the chain of command authority process before January 6th as to who had the final say to deploy the National Guard. That individual was Ryan McCarthy. However, William Walker, the general of the D.C. National Guard, and his associates, including Earl Matthews, could not reach Ryan McCarthy to get final authorization. Ryan McCarthy told the January 6th committee that he gave that authorization around 3 o'clock that day. That's not true. Then, I guess, apparently he had to change his testimony or revise it, say he thought he gave it through a subordinate. Of course, he didn't. But he was unreachable. And the question is why? Also, why was he with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser? The D.C. Metro Police were not the lead agency for January 6th, not even the lead law enforcement. That was Capitol Police. Why was he prepping a press conference with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, a hardcore Democrat, to do what while he's not answering his phone as General Walker, who said he would get fired? He would take the risk of being fired to deploy the National Guard as things were escalating. And finally, after 5 o'clock, got the okay from Ryan McCarthy.
Yeah, and we have Nancy Pelosi. We played it earlier today, Joy, taking responsibility in a mangled phone conversation. There's a video of it that was out there. Her daughter apparently had it, and nobody shared it until now. And, of course, the Cheney Committee, let's call them that, the January 6th Committee, was not interested in tracking this down.
Correct. So this was Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra, a filmmaker who oddly just happened to be filming her mother that entire historic day, including before, you'll recall, Dom, and I'm sure your listeners remember, the clip that was shown where Nancy Pelosi says she hopes that he comes to the Capitol. She'll have him arrested for trespassing, threatens to punch him in the face if he showed up at the Capitol, like she owns the U.S. Capitol building and grounds. So now we're seeing this comment where she allegedly is trying to take responsibility. Of course, it was her responsibility. It was Capitol Police's responsibility. But her team refused to deploy the National Guard, told the U.S. Capitol Police Chief Steve Sund for days. And Steve Sund actually tweeted this yesterday. And he does not do a lot of social media. And he said, basically, this is outrageous. Your team denied me access to National Guard's troops for days and including for hours on the day of January 6th. So this is clearly spin damage control. Nancy Pelosi never has accepted responsibility in any way, shape, or form for what happened on January 6th. And keep in mind, too, Dom, all of her records, Benny Thompson, the chairman of the committee, said were off limits. We have not seen a single record from her office, email, communication, anything related to what she knew, what she was doing before January 6th, and, of course, on that day as well.
We're talking with Joey Kelly, joeykelly.substack.com or declassifiedlive or joey_kelly2 on Twitter. So, Joey, here's a broad question for you because I follow you all over the place. I don't know how you find enough. Maybe that's why you have a great researcher working with you to help with this. What's the next thing, say, in the next few weeks that we should be looking toward, the next diversion, the next issue that's going to develop here that you're looking at?
Well, in terms of something I've been waiting for a few years, that is the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz, his investigation into the DOJ and FBI's conduct and or role in January 6th. We are now almost 3.5 years removed from January 6th. Why is this report being held up? It should have been published. The other agencies have long ago published their internal investigations. We don't know why. I suspect why. I think Michael Horowitz, for the most part, is a stand-up guy, and my suspicion is that he is going to reveal more evidence about confidential human sources, informants, and perhaps even FBI undercover agents. We know informants were embedded in these groups months before January 6th. This came out in the trials of the Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, et cetera. We know there were informants involved, but we still don't have a straight answer as to the extent. And that is something that I have been waiting to hear and read. So hopefully we will be getting that report very soon. But again, House Administration Committee Subchairman Barry Loudermilk continues to unravel the corruption of the J6 committee, evidence that has been deleted. All of the videos were destroyed, the videos of the transcribed interviews destroyed, and now proof that Cassidy Hutchinson full out made up the story about what happened after Donald Trump left the Ellipse, gave his speech, and was trying to go to the Capitol. Full out, made it up in whole cloth, perjured herself under oath. And this is just sort of scratching the surface of what the Cheney-Pelosi committee did to mislead the American people and spin in their favor the events of January 6th.
You're talking about the allegation of the president trying to grab the wheel and struggling with the Secret Service, among other things.
That's correct. Cassidy Hutchinson, the first few times she was interviewed by the committee, never disclosed that. Then she got a new attorney. Then all of a sudden she made up that story. After she publicly testified to the American people in the summer of 2022, her lawyer gave the Congress a 15-page, it's called errata sheet, that clarified or made changes to her early testimony and making it sound like her revised testimony was the truth. Now we know, and Loudermilk's committee also revealed this as well, that the driver of the limousine or the beast asked the committee if he could come in and testify and say exactly what happened to contradict her story, and they refused to have him come in and sit for an interview, even though others disputed her account, including Tony Ornato, who she claimed she had this conversation with. So hopefully there will be some repercussions, not just for Cassidy Hutchinson, but Liz Cheney, because she is the one responsible for getting Cassidy Hutchinson. The committee was completely blindsided by her testimony, putting her in front of the American people, a nationally televised audience, to make up lies about Donald Trump's behavior on January 6th.
Joey, thank you. What a day to have you on. Any day is good. JoeyKelly.substack.com or Declassified Lied or Joey_Kelly2 on Twitter. Thank you, Joey, very much.
Thanks for having me on, Dom.
All right, Joey Kelly, nobody doing it better. And now with a researcher, the work is impeccable. Can imagine General Milley. I mean, it's one thing. You can argue his role there, trying to undercut the president. But believing, that's what the theory was, well, he's going to use that National Guard. And the colonel is African-American, said, yeah, really, these African-American males from D.C. are going to help Trump stage a moment to overthrow the government there. When you take a look at Joe Biden's career, he's been one of the biggest infringers on the Second Amendment to this day. Now, apparently he's going to talk about guns today somehow or another and spin it into that. But the spin off Hunter Biden is clearly the empathy card, no one's above the law. Why doesn't Trump get that? And I wanted to morph it with what we led off with today. And this guy is a real threat, a huge threat in 2028 or even right now. Dan, we haven't talked about tagging this guy in. Listen to the great one, the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, talking about Trump, talking about Trump supporters, talking about conservatives in general. Why are they whining? This is the greatest country in history. Why are we whining about where the country is now? He even drops in a vulgarity here on national TV. Here's Josh Shapiro.
Look, I don't know how the conviction will ultimately play out. I know that the good people of Pennsylvania, they care a lot, whether you're in rural communities, urban communities, suburban communities, about, you know, four basic things. They want good schools for their kids. They want safe communities. They want economic opportunities. And they want their freedoms to be protected. And you know what? I think they want to be led by someone who is honest and decent, someone who's actually on their side, like Joe Biden. And all they hear from Donald Trump is a whole bunch of whining about this country. And I think Donald Trump's got to quit whining, got to quit trying to divide us. I mean, consider this, Jen. We're producing more energy than ever before in this nation. We have the strongest economy in the world, and we are beating China for the first time in decades. More people went to work this morning in America than at any other time in our nation's history. So I got a message to Donald Trump and all his negativity and his whining. Stop talking America. This is the greatest country on earth, and it's time that we all start acting like it.
Well, he's learned, he's the master of one thing. You're on the side, your party, at least to anybody, running down the concept of America, traditional America. You don't want to, this is what it comes down to. It's the Obama thing. You don't want to tweak it. Tweaking is what every generation is called to do to make America greater, to take the fundamental principles, but tweak them based upon where we are. You want to, as Obama said, transform it. America doesn't need to be transformed. In other words, Trump is about the greatness of America, which your party denies. And the thing that stands in their way the most that they hate is the Constitution. So on Dom Day in Wildwood on the 21st, I was looking up what happened on that day in history. And it's the day that the U.S. Constitution was finally ratified. You had to have nine states. New Hampshire was the ninth out of the 13. They signed off on it on that day, officially making the U.S. Constitution ratified. That's what we celebrate, not your party. They don't celebrate that in the slightest. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. Josh, come on the show. You know, we'll debate the Electoral College. I'm sure you have a lot to tell us about around that. But your party is not the party of whiners, constantly telling us that we need to spend more money on schools, more taxpayer money, that we need to have more open borders, that we need to defund the police. That's not the party of Josh Shapiro and Joe Biden. And if we notice, everyone, he left out inflation there, diminishing Americans, when he talked about economic opportunity. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. It's also the debut of the Ferris wheel. And Dan, if all goes according to plan, we're going to have a Ferris wheel interview for that day. I don't know if that's where you got the idea or not, with the mayor of Wildwood. Dan will be in one...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
One group. And I'll be in the other car with the mayor of Wildwood over the vistas of Wildwood doing a grand interview on the grand scope of things.
I was hoping to get like a Crazy Mouse roller coaster interview with your guys, like heads
Absolutely.
Flying back
yeah,
and forth
yeah,
trying
exactly.
to answer serious
That'll
questions
be
about
fun.
The dredging on the, you know, the beaches.
Yes. Also, the WNBA was started on that day, and we won Okinawa. Is that another?
We defeated
the Japanese on Okinawa.
Yep.
Well, Johnny Z, what drink will you come up? A Constitution drink.
And atop all of that on Britannica, it says, and it's Dom Giordano Day in Wildwood.
Aha! Uh-huh. Yeah. There you go. Finally.
You get the headline spot there, for some reason.
Yes, Britannica has it right. I may bring with me the lamp that our buddy Roy, a Batteries Plus Bulbs, made out of the U.S. Constitution. We have it right there in the, you've seen it in the dining room.
It's very heavy,
the
though.
The Constitution thing. Yeah, it's worth it for this day. You know? I wonder how many other things with the Democrats, what else stops them in there? It's the electoral, you know, my favorite. Look, I realize the Electoral College arguably is not the number one thing we admire about the Constitution, right? But secretly, it's my number one. The genius of saying we're going to let small states have a say, but electorally, their say will not be as big as the bigger states. That's genius. They don't want that. They don't want flyover country to have any say in this. They want to have the popular vote just to overwhelm you with a few big cities across the country. Oh, it's Prince William's birthday also. That's fine. Now, if it were Prince Harry, I'd have to say we have to call the whole thing off.
Will Kate make an appearance?
Yes. We're Sorry. Working on that behind Sorry. The scenes. I'm just hoping the Tom Jones imitators are up to snuff, Earl and others. All right, get in. Give us that advice. What is it you would tell that high school or college graduate? We've had some great ones on Twitter. We need a couple more here. Oh, Dan, Robert and Ben Salem, he's killing me with this reference because it's true. Plus, it's one of my, I don't know if it's a top 10 film, but there are several lines from The Bronx Tale that are just, you know the line from The Bronx Tale, right? Now you just can't get out of here. I'm sure Jim will have that a little bit later. Okay, coming up, I'm coming to your calls, and we're going to talk with Anthony Wolf of Burning Sky, who will be the official band this year. We're always loving that. Dan went to great turmoil and expense on this, and so did Anthony. We'll tell you what his little issue is.
Yeah.
Ro asked me, was he going to be ready to play on Dom G Day?
Well, that's the thing. It's one of the first questions I had for him is when he told me this, I was like, well, can you drum?
Yeah. Oh, he's a drummer,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Could you imagine the bouncing? And
Oh, I may have to offer medical advice.
So what is the ailment that Anthony Wolf is
facing?
Yes,
what does Anthony Wolf have that he's sucking it up for Dom G Day? I hear you want to play Gone, Gone, Gone in honor of Joe Biden. That's going to be one of the big requests. Feel free to lead with that and play it during every break if you like.
Yeah, well, we have a really nice selection of songs for that day. You know, and Dan, we have been working on the Tom Jones.
Oh,
and I hope
yes.
Is it the Earl of Tyconi going to come up and sing these songs?
See, Earl, I'm telling you, man.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, hold on one sec. Anthony, stay there. Earl, are you actually willing to sing? Earl happens to be on hold right now. Are you willing to sing with Anthony, Earl?
Oh, yeah, sure. I have a couple of songs that I can sing. I'll send you a list of songs that
No. I want you to cover Tom Jones. I want to
cover
the whole Tom Jones.
Here.
Just
yes.
It's unusual. That's not unusual, whatever the song is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So,
like
Dan gave us his requests, and the band is, you know, going to work on them, and I'm sure we're going to come up at least one Tom Jones song for you, and there was a couple others that we're working on. So I'm really looking forward to hearing you sing, Earl, and you never know. If you're good enough, you might become a member of Burning Sky. I'm just saying, not promising.
All right, and Don McLean is going to be trying out too, right, Dan?
Yeah, Don McLean's calling in at 12:15, Anthony. So we'll have some, but he's only on the phone. I mean, I wish he was there.
Didn't work out.
Hey, Anthony, how you feeling yesterday? I tried reaching you a couple of times, and you called me back, and you said you're suffering from something. How you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm doing okay. Matter of fact, when you mentioned I was an actor, I'm doing a little bit of acting right now.
Kidney stones. Wait a minute here. Wow, you're gonna play through that, Anthony?
Yeah. Well, wait to hear what happened. So the band was actually playing at 118 North last Thursday, and when I woke up on Tuesday, I had this. I mean, if anybody's had a kidney stone, I can't even describe the pain for you, and I won't, because I don't want anybody to start doubling over. I woke up. I was going back and forth to the ER, the doctors. This Thursday, the band had a show to do at 118 North, and being as crazy as I am, I went and played the show.
Oh,
and
God.
You have no idea.
I admire that.
You have no idea.
Every time you hit that bass drum.
Well, Dan, you know what it was? Was that like we actually played with another band called The Launch, and they covered Queen, Boston, and Styx. And the thing was, we each had to play a one-hour set. So we went on first, and while they were playing, I was walking the streets of Wayne, Pennsylvania, just trying to, because the pain, it was ungodly, you know, the pacing. But
probably
you know,
looked like
so
a cowboy after
it,
you got off his horse.
So
you have no idea. So I actually went to the ER on Sunday, and then they said, look, this is your third time here. We're going to keep you. They put a stent in.
Okay.
And so far I'm feeling okay. I'll definitely be able to play. There's no doubt about that.
All right.
Don't worry about that.
Might be wincing over there.
I'm sure Johnny has some medicinal spirits there too, Johnny Z, that will be helpful. So, Anthony, we're looking for – thank you so much for doing this, bringing the band, your sound guy, et cetera. You are what makes this day, to me, spectacular. And, again, the best place people can go to find out about you, theburningskyband.com, and we'll talk on a week from Friday.
Hey, Dom, can I just real fast, I just want to mention the other members of the band,
sure,
if it's okay.
Sure.
So, because honestly, like, you know, it's almost like when you do your radio show, you got to have great people behind you in order to make the show
work.
Oh, come
on now, that's
not
true. That's not true. It's all the host.
Well, you're not... Well, what? Oh, Dan? All right,
that's not true. It's all showbiz.
Anthony, give all the people that deserve the credit the credit. Come on.
People want to know that. Yeah, they want to believe that. Come on, Anthony. No, just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I understand. So if I didn't find these guys in the beginning, the band's like 2 years old, and they're really troopers. We all have the same, you know, idea and all going in a forward direction, which as far as music really, really makes it a lot easier for me to do what this band does. So first of all, we have the amazing Matt McGee. He's our lead vocalist, and boy, does he have a job, you know, to copy Paul Rogers. It's amazing. And we have on rhythm guitar, Adrian DeMarco. On lead guitar, we have Mike Birnbaum. On keyboards, we have Michael Keane. And on the bass, we have our guy, we call him Billy the Beard. When you see him, you'll know why we call him Billy the Beard, but he actually plays a 5-string fretless bass. Amazing. But that's it. So, you know, we're all about having fun and music, and we're going to make your day phenomenal, and we look forward to seeing the listeners. We'll have T-shirts. We have beer koozies and refrigerator magnets or whatever, and we're just really looking forward to the day. It's all about fun and music and
exactly
getting it, you know. Having it,
Dan.
One thing I want to underline from our conversations behind the scenes, Anthony, is that you are one hell of a musician, and all these guys are musicians, and it's not just Bad Company and the Burning Sky Band that you're involved with, but as you said, you play with other bands and such. So if someone wants to book you for a wedding or some kind of other big event, they can go to theburningskyband.com, and it could be either the Burning Sky Band or there's a lot of other things that you can put them in touch with as well, correct?
Yeah, positively. On theburningskyband.com is all my information, and I could be had, you know, you could call me for any or email me for any reason. My Facebook page, you know, that's attainable. All this information is attainable right on theburningsky.com, our website. And we also have a private group on Facebook if people just want to come in and, you know, we chat with them and they find out where our shows are. If you want to go there on Facebook, it's Burning Sky, the ultimate Bad Company experience. Yeah, but all my info is right on the website. If anyone wants to contact me, feel free. Even if it doesn't have nothing to do with Bad Company, I'll talk to anybody.
Gotcha, Anthony. All right, we'll look forward to it. Get in great shape, and we'll see you on Friday the 21st.
Yep, yep, thank you. I'm in pretty decent shape right now. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Wolf, who's going to be a great entertainer that day. All right. Before we do the lightning round, just to update you, Joe Biden now has been speaking for, and we'll bring you the sound tomorrow, attacking the gun industry. You know, they have immunity. Why do they have it? His son's the one that violated the law here, as it is, attacking the gun community and looking forward, he says, to celebrating 2 weeks from today, the assault weapons ban, his words. And then he pivoted to say, why do you need these guns, the Kevlar thing and the deer? And crime is on the decrease. So why does America need so many guns? All right, this is, and there's a lot of applause and cheers on a day when his son violated, arguably, the father's life work and was convicted duly. We hear about the NRA and the gun industry. We'll have a lot more on that tomorrow.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.